Hello, it's Phil from socialhikingshareyouradventure.com. Just about to set off on a hike just south of Milton Keynes. And I thought it would be interesting today to do a few little audio snippets just talking about how I use social hiking when I'm on a walk. And this is post setup. Once you've got social hiking set up, this is kind of how I use it on a walk. And this is only one way. There are lots of different ways that you can use social hiking, but I thought it would be interesting. We've literally just left the car park, so the first thing is switching on your location source, which for me is Locus Maps, which just polls the social hiking server every minute I've got it set up. I'm here with Flinty Rich. Say hello, Rich.
Hello.
Slight delay as he walks towards me. And you're using ViewRanger, aren't you? So Rich has just switched on Buddy Beacon. And what happens kind of behind the scenes for both of these services is social hiking collects those locations and then looks to see if we have maps. Now, as neither of us have been on the social hiking website today, we haven't set up anything. Have you set up anything, Rich?
I set up a track before I left home.
Okay, Rich has been organised. I haven't been on the site at all, so what will happen is social hiking will realise that I haven't got a map and it will create a day map, which is a map covering the whole day with my default settings, which will be hiking, public, ordnance survey, maps, and the title will default to today's date. Rich has been slightly more organised and he's gone on the site this morning and created a track for today, so it will pop up with whichever title he set. So you can find both those maps on the social hiking website at shareyouradventure.com. I'll speak to you again shortly.